Denton was in the fifth grade, and he really couldn't concentrate that well. He really didn't have what he thought was the, well, what you needed to be in the fifth grade. He wanted to do something more important than sit there in class and read all those books and stuff like that. He wanted to be something like a part of an engine, a real engine in a real vehicle, like a dragster, for example. And specifically, he wanted to be a piston. But he didn't know how to go about doing it. And he thought and he thought, how could I possibly do that? He said, you know, for one thing, he told himself, I'm a human. I couldn't possibly be a piston, a part of an engine. How could I do something like that? Well, his teacher actually overheard him talking to himself. And she said, did I hear that right? Did you say you wanted to be a piston in an engine, a real engine, a dragster engine? And he said, yeah, actually I do. I want to be a piston. She says, please, we need to stop and think here for a minute. You're human. An engine is an engine. It's made out of metal. You know, there's no way this could happen. He said, give me some time. In about a week or two, I'm going to have a solution. So his teacher said, okay, I'll wait. If you come up with a solution, I'd like to hear it. And he said, okay, I'll have one. Well, Denton went home and he sat around his living room in three different places. He sat in the corner at first, then he moved to the middle of the room and thought. Then he moved to the other corner and sat there for a while. He thought, well, you know, maybe it'd be better if I sat near the window. Maybe I'd get some better ideas there. So he scooted his chair over to the window and he looked outside and he started to relax and looked out there and thought, you know, I know what I can do. I can build my own engine. Oh, it'll be part mechanical because it would have to do some movement and stuff, but I'll be the piston. I'll be the piston going up and down and causing the engine to go as fast as I want it to go, depending upon how fast I pump up and down. Maybe I can get somebody else to help me to become the other half of the piston, the other half of the cycle. Well, he didn't know if he could do that or not because he didn't know if anybody would want to cooperate with him. So he decided he was going to ask two people. John, who was kind of a heavy person, so he may not fit in the enclosure properly. And Mary, now she was a powerful girl. She was a weightlifter. But was she the one who was going to be the one that he wanted to help him become part of an engine? Would she even think of doing something like that? Well, this went on for about a week and a half. The idea kind of fizzed out a little bit after he realized he would probably get all full of oil and stuff, and the idea was not really sinking well with him. So he decided he was just going to just put it on hold for a while. And that's what he did. He just put it on hold, didn't think about it for over 5-6 weeks. Kind of trickled in his mind every now and then, but he just kind of put it aside. But little by little, for some unknown reason, he was bringing parts home from school. You know, parts that they may throw away or something. And he would pick them up and bring them home. Like a sheet of metal of this and a rod made out of iron of that. And all those types of things, nuts and bolts that fell on the floor that they were just going to sweep up and throw away anyway. Well, he gathered them up and he had 4 or 5 boxes of parts. He says, with all these parts, I know I can get an engine built. And I know that I can be the piston. And we can put it in our car that we have parked in the garage. And I will be the only person in the entire world that can actually run like an engine. It'll be amazing. I'll be known worldwide as the human engine. So he started to put his pieces together little by little. Was he going to be able to do this? Little by little, he did it. He put it this to that and that to this and switched that part around over there and clicked it onto that and snapped the other part over there. Then he tightened up this part real tight. Not too tight, but just tight enough to hold it in place while he bent this other part over and lodged it into this little piece here. Put that through the hole. And then he brought the other part on top and then pushed it down real hard until it clicked. Well, he had almost all of it done. Now all he had to do was try it out. He thought, you know what I need? I need a little larger entryway. So he got himself a jack. And a jack is something you'd like to jack up a car. Well, this particular jack was going to be a jack that you'd put on two pieces of, like one side to the other, and then jack it. Keep on going, click, 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 until it stretched out and stretched out and stretched out, until it opened it up wider and wider. Well, he did that. He got it wide enough so that he could actually squeeze inside and become a piston. There he was. He was ready to start. So he got himself lubed up a little bit. He squirted himself a little bit of that oil, you know, on his body, make him slippery. And he just kind of pushed himself up, and then he sunk down. And he pushed himself up, then he squatted down, and then he pushed himself up again. And he kept on doing that, only he did it more consistently as he learned how to do it. He went up and down, up and down, up and down. And while he was doing that, believe it or not, now he had it in gear. He had the vehicle in gear. So that meant that while he was doing that, the car was starting to move. He went up and down, up and down. And the car was actually starting to move. I did it, he said. I can actually do it. I'm going to put this on the racetrack next Wednesday night, and I'm going to see if I can do a trial run to see how it works. And then I'm going to race on Saturday for the big racing event that's going to be there. He was getting excited. He was getting really excited about this. All he needed was somebody else to get on the other side to give it some real power. So when he was up, that other person was down. And then when that other person got up, he'd go down. And then it'd go back and forth and back and forth. So there'd always be one head up, no matter what cycle it was in. That'll work, he said. That's the whole idea. That's the idea. So he called over Daniel. Daniel was from probably three houses down. He was a strong kid, too. And Daniel had big legs, powerful legs. I don't know what he did to get him to be that big, but I'm assuming he did a lot of walking upstairs because he was powerful. He needed that. He needed that extra strength to help him along. Well, Daniel came over and he looked at the car and he looked at it and said, "What the heck you got there for an engine? It's everything is like all over the place." And Denton said, "Yeah, well, it should be. This is a special engine. This is an engine that has human pistons." "What? Human pistons? Are you kidding me?" And Denton said, "No, this is it. I've already run one half of it. And that's why I called you over, Daniel. I want you to do the other half." "You're kidding me," he said. "I can't do that." "Yes, you can. And I've made the car move too. We just get ourselves a driver and we'll be the pistons. We can go down to the racetrack on Wednesday night and try it out for the test run, you know. And then Saturday we'll go into the race." "Well, you can't compete with these people. We'll make the car special gears and all that stuff. We'll do it because we're stronger, faster, and better than anybody else. And with your legs, as strong as your legs are, I know we're going to win." Well, Daniel said, "Geez, I don't know. I don't know. Let me have a look around here first." So Daniel got up on his side, and he looked inside and put his head over and looked down and said, "Well, where do I go?" He said, "You go right over there." "In here?" "Yes, in there." "That's too small." "No, once we open it up a little bit, you'll fit in there perfectly. We'll put the jack on it. We'll just jack it up to fit your size." "Oh boy," Daniel said. All right, let's try it anyway." So they got the jack out and jacked it up just wide enough for him to slip in. They lubed him up too with a lot of that oil and just squirted it all over, but he slipped inside of the engine. And then Denton slipped in his side of the engine. Now he says, "When I go up, you go down." "Oh," Daniel said. "Oh, you mean like real pistons?" "Well, of course, we're going to be the pistons. When I go up, you're going to go down?" "That's right. So when I'm up, you're down. When you're up, I'm down. That's how it's going to work. We're just going to go back and forth as fast as we can go. And that's going to cause the crankshaft and all that stuff to turn and the engine and the tires to move. And everything will work. Just don't worry about it. Let's just do it." So he still had the car in gear. And he said, "Okay, you start, Daniel." And Daniel pushed up just like he was supposed to. And Denton was still low. He said, "Okay, drop down." And as soon as he dropped down, Denton jumped up and his head came up. The car moved a little bit. Then Daniel went up and Denton came down. So they kept doing it back and forth. Denton up, Daniel down, and vice versa. It went like this. Daniel up, Denton down. Denton up, Daniel down. Daniel up, Denton down. Denton up, Daniel down. It kept going like that, over and over. And they were going faster and faster, and the car was beginning to move more and more and more. The tires were rolling, 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 and bam, right into the door. Smashed the garage door. I mean, just it almost knocked it completely off kilter. Do you see what I'm saying, Daniel? Do you see what I'm saying? It's going to work. Well, Daniel was convinced. You know, you might have an idea here, Denton. You just may have an idea. I'll meet you at the track on Wednesday. Oh, boy, he was excited about that. So that's what they did. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, they both met at the track. They had a car with them. Their dad brought it over just about an hour earlier so that they'd have it for the trial run. Ah, now we're ready to go. And everybody was looking at that strange contraption. Hey, what you got there, Daniel? Oh, it's not mine, it's his. Denton's? Denton doesn't drive. Well, no. He made this here. We're going to participate in an experiment here. What? What's the experiment? We're going to be pistons. What? Yeah, we're going to be pistons. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. We're going to try it. You just watch and see. And he started laughing, and he walked away laughing. You've got to be kidding me. And he walked away. And so there they were. It was almost their time up. And the other cars were heading out onto the raceway, and they were just about getting into place. They rolled their car up to the track. Okay, Daniel, come on, let's get in. And Daniel was kind of hesitant because he thought everybody would start laughing at him. But he got brave enough, and he walked over to the car, and hopefully, he was hoping that nobody recognized him, actually. So he slipped into the engine area, and Denton, he slipped into the engine area, and there it was. They were ready to go. He saw the lights going down, and as soon as it hit the green light, there they went. Daniel went up, Denton went down, and just went going back and forth. Boom, 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 boom. And there they were. They triggered the switch to get the gear in place, and away they went. The tires spun, the smoke was flying, and away they went down the track. And they kept on going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down in cycles. Up and down. Perfect cycles, too, by the way. And it went right around. The driver was amazed. Jerry was the driver. And it went all the way around. He said, you guys are doing a great job. And they were thinking, oh, man, this is great. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. They went all the way around the track two times. Wow, one of the fastest speeds they made. There they were. This was only a test run, too, and kept on going around and then final lap. They really, really did a good job there and came right down into then they kept to the very, very end there and they just kind of coasted to a stop. Oh, that was a hard one. Wow, Daniel said, that was tough, but we were fast. Denton said, I know we're fast. And Jerry, he was excited. Wow, you guys are terrific. Man, you guys got power. They thought, wow, they might have something here. They're going to get ready for the big race on Saturday now. So they all got home and they all were excited about it and told their parents about it. And their parents started thinking it was kind of silly, but they went along with it. You know, they went along with it. They're going to have a great time this Saturday night for the big race. All the cars from all across the county were going to be there. Cars from as far away as Talamay and as far south probably as Demon City. They're all going to be there. And they were going to just have one heck of a night. Well, it's just about time for the race. Saturday night, 7 o'clock. All the music was playing and the announcer was speaking and stuff. And he was getting all the cars ready on the track. There were 8 cars on the track ready for the big race. They only had one big race. That was it. The one race. Winner-take-all type thing. And that one person who won that race would not only get a trophy, but he would get a hamburger a week for 5 people throughout the entire year. Now, that was quite a treat. That was a little extra they threw in. So there they were, all ready to go. They rolled their car up to the line, and a little bit nervous, I must say. They got a good rest that day, both Daniel and Denton. Jerry, he was saying, man, you guys better do as good as you did on the practice run. They said, okay, we'll try it. We'll try it. So they got inside the engine, and all the other drivers are looking over at him, like, what the heck? And even the guy in the speaker said, we have an unusual situation here, ladies and gentlemen. We have a vehicle out there that is being run by human pistons. And the people just roared in laughter. They thought it was a joke. And this is run by Denton and
The other fellow, what's his name, John? Denton and Daniel. Daniel is his name, and the driver is Jerry Adams. We are just about to start the race. Stand by. And here we go. The flag is up, and now it's down. The way they go.
And the way they went. Their tires spin, both Daniel and Denton just were going up and down so fast, and Jerry's hollering, "You guys are good, let's go, let's go, you're doing good." And the way they go, the tires were spinning, they were out in front of everybody right now at this point, and they were just leading the way, all the way around the first run and coming around and all the way down and back again and around, and they were doing this like about five laps, and they continued to go around and around and around, and they had so much lead over everybody, nobody could even believe it. Everybody was at full speed all the way around that track. It was truly amazing. They did not believe it, and the people cheered, and they were just incredible. Pictures were being taken, and there were people down there trying to talk to them and grabbing them and saying, "How did you guys do it? How did you do it?" And when they got out of the engine, they were sure they were full of oil and everything, but it didn't bother them, and they were huffing and puffing. Oh, they said, "I don't know, but it was a fabulous run. I tell you right now, we did a great job, huh?" And they said, "Yes, you did. You did a super job." And they were so proud of themselves, even. I mean, to themselves, they couldn't even believe they did it themselves. The first ever human pistons of all time. They were just incredible. Everybody agreed with that. There was no doubt about it. And they were even in the paper the next day. Human pistons win race. Well, everybody was just cheering all over. And this went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. They continued to win races every single weekend. And there hasn't been one weekend yet that they haven't won. And all the other racers were just in envy of them. And they were even talking about making their own human piston cars. That's what they were doing. They were thinking about making their own human piston cars. And that's what they did. As time went by, before the end of the year, they had like six human piston cars, all racing. And people from all across the state came by to watch him race. This was one incredible idea, all because Denton came up with the idea, put it together, and made it work. That was one great idea.